Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Yesterday, we talked about gold, and we looked at its price over the last 50 years to calculate a linear regression trend line. Today, we're going to do the same, but with Bitcoin. Okay, so this is actually the first time we're going to address Bitcoin directly and show its price and talk about it. I don't want to address all of the Bitcoin events and major hacks that occurred across exchanges during the life of Bitcoin's history, from Mt. Gox in the early 2010s to Bitfinex to Quadriga to even in the last couple months. We have the major Ponzi blowup of FTX, and all the fallout from that is still going on as we speak, with DCG and Genesis and Gemini Earn, so on and so forth. Let's table all of those things. Plenty of time to talk about that in the future. Again, these are all happenings and occurrences that are outside of the Bitcoin protocol. They are because of bad actors that exist on top of the Bitcoin protocol, so to speak, or simply people that are interacting with the Bitcoin protocol in a way that turns out, in some cases, to be just as malicious as Bernie Madoff. So that has nothing to do with the Bitcoin protocol. Nonetheless, the Bitcoin protocol does generate a price, which primarily trades on these things that we call exchanges. We have stock exchanges, but those are way different beasts compared to crypto exchanges. And we can generate a price for Bitcoin globally. This price index is mostly taken from Coinmetrics. And if we go back into the early years, we have to look at a few different data sources. And the very early years, 2009, there's not really even a price in 2010. Late 2010, 2011, 2012, here there's really not much liquidity either. Mt. Gox did come onto the scene here in 2012, 2013. But I'm nonetheless going to start this price data based on May 22nd, 2010. This is known as Bitcoin Pizza Day. This is when our friend Laszlo, famous Bitcoiner, trader, well-known gentleman, basically made history by bartering, trading 10,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas. And this was a transaction that occurred, I believe, between two people in the UK and in Florida at the time. So actually, British pounds entered the transaction. But it was somewhere along the line of $40 or 25 British pounds for the 10,000 pizzas. So sub one penny price, about 0.4 cents roughly, was the first recorded price per Bitcoin. Of course, there were many transactions before that. If you looked in the forums or look at some Bitcoin history, you'd see people deriving all sorts of methodologies about how to value Bitcoin, how to trade some Bitcoins, PayPal payments based on how much electricity was used to mine certain amounts of Bitcoins. And if you worked out a dollar price for that, it would seem pretty incredible compared to today. But nonetheless, that was the history that was witnessed here in the early 2010s as Bitcoin was bootstrapping itself and getting itself off the ground and developing a market price, developing a market capitalization for this thing, which really what it is, as we call it in the Bitcoin world, is a UTXO, unspent transaction output, which essentially is a new key, a new entry on the Bitcoin ledger of Bitcoins that someone now controls once they receive those Bitcoins or these UTXOs into a new address. They now have the keys that control that Bitcoin, and of course these can be divisible up to 8 decimal points and even more if you use things like the Lightning Network, but on the main chain, 8 decimal places, or 100 million units or satoshis per one Bitcoin. Nonetheless, we're gonna keep referring to the price here in terms of one Bitcoin or 100 million satoshis. And this is the price that you see quoted in the news and financial press, so on and so forth. And this is what we're going to talk about this video. So As of January 6th, which is actually the day before I am recording, Bitcoin's price at day's end was $16,838 per Bitcoin. And that's the global index. If you look at that, obviously, compared to May 22nd, 2010, which was 0.4 cents per one Bitcoin, it's quite a difference. But we can see it had many peaks here in the end of 2013. It was the first major boom, although there were a couple before that. The end of 2017, and then the start and end of 2021. There was this interesting, actually, kind of double top, around $60,000 per Bitcoin. Now, unlike the gold chart, which covered 50 years, and I was using a monthly frequency, just using gold at the end of each month, the price of gold at the end of each month. With Bitcoin, we actually don't have enough data to do that for a proper regression, but we do have plenty of data within the day to do a daily analysis. So this is a daily frequency. We're looking at the price at each day end. And it's enough to make these trend lines. You don't need to look at intraday prices or candles or any of those things to make a proper mathematical trend line. You don't need to do that. So we're actually looking at 5,117 bits of data when we're going to construct this linear regression, 5,117 days of Bitcoin. Now, those days are actually the entire length of the system from January 3rd, 2009. That's, remember, the x-axis is the independent variable, that is time. So I am counting from the beginning. But of course, when price action comes in and when we're going to start to predict and use the y-axis to find our coefficients, that only starts from May 22nd, 2010 in my analysis. Let's just review one more topic really quick. A linear regression, which we're going to build here, a linear trend line, just to see if we can calculate something, a line that goes through the price and gives us an idea of where it's been and perhaps where it could go. This is the formula. Y equals A plus BX. And as I'm defining these variables, Y is our dependent variable. That's what we want to find in the future. That is price. X is the independent variable. As I mentioned, that's time. And A and B, they are what we call the coefficients to make this curve. A is the intercept. That is where the curve is going to cross the Y-axis. And B is the slope. That is the steepness of the curve. And you'll remember this pre-example I showed you here. There's this very simple curve. This is a linear regression on a linear scale with a straight one-to-one relationship. A coefficient crosses the y-axis at zero, and a value of one for the slope. So basically, as long as x moves up by one unit, the price or whatever it is on the y-axis is going to move up by one unit as well. But with Bitcoin, as opposed to gold, it's easier to look at prior prices if we don't have this handy tooltip that we have on our charts, which I'll show you in a second. It's easier to sometimes look at it on log scale. So here we have a log scale version of the exact same example that I showed you. This is the exact same curve, but when you put the y-axis on log scale, which views the numbers, each number is an order of magnitude higher than the prior, depending on the base, of course. There could be a variety of different bases to make your log scale. The linear regression will look like this, basically a steeper curve up, and then it will flatten out towards the end. And just to point out, on this quick example, I have $1 on the y-axis, about halfway up the axis, whereas before it was, you know, just very one quick unit up the axis, very low on the y-axis if you're looking at linear scale, but on log scale it's about halfway up the axis. And so when is that trend line, if you're just going to use it to analyze things, use your eyes, well, that trend line is going to look much steeper on a log scale than it would on linear. So you see that when it intersects one on the x-axis, which again is just a simple example, the linear regression would look like this. So it's very steep at the beginning and then levels out at the end. And that's just generally the tendency of how log scales appear. So having said all that, let's go back to our fancy chart here. Here we have again the Bitcoin price action on a linear scale. And you see as we go back towards 2010, towards Bitcoin pizza day, it is quite difficult with the naked eye to make out anything about what's happening with price here. So that's why the benefit of log scale will be helpful, which I will put on the chart in a second. But still, we have all of this data. We have 5,117 days of the Bitcoin system being active. And with that information, with the price action information that exists on the y-axis, we can do a very simple linear regression analysis. And again, to calculate my coefficients A and B there, this channel is a bit more applied statistics, applied economics. I'm not going to go through all those steps. I'm not going to prove it out for you. There are plenty of great channels on YouTube to find statistical analysis and how to find coefficients for regressions. So I'm just going to show you. And I'm going to draw the linear regression line on Bitcoin's price over the last 14 years or so right now. So here we have it. Now, like gold, note how it actually goes negative. Linear regression goes negative for the early periods. So actually goes negative, the regression analysis here, already in mid-2013, it's negative. And then it's below the axis, which I'm not showing you before that. Once you input all the data on the computer and you make the prediction for what the Y trend would look like, that's just how it looks. In particular, with this case, with Bitcoin, is because there's so many small, small figures here, but so many large, large figures here. And if you just want to draw a straight line, early years have to be negative with a linear regression. So let's talk a little bit about the trend line now. The trend line, when it becomes positive here in mid-2013, this is actually during the first boom, first major boom of Bitcoin, where it went over $1,000 per Bitcoin, end of 2013. And the regression line at that time was only about $700. $700. Let's pull the regression line out to the next boom, 2017. 17, $18,000 per Bitcoin. Again, these are day end figures, so I'm not always going to catch the headline $20,000 per Bitcoin, which it briefly hit in 2017. The trend line is about $12,000 at this point, and the trend line continues, and Bitcoin's price does not continue there. And then it spikes way above it in 2021, stays above it, and now we have fallen below the linear regression trend line as of mid-2022. This is the thing about trend lines, is they don't always move in straight lines, but they do certainly never move with the data unless the data happens to be some sort of data which just fits a trend line perfectly with an R-squared of 100%, which is mostly impossible. The data is always going to go around the trend line. It's never going to be right on the trend line. And this is how a linear trend line looks on Bitcoin. Now, yesterday, you might remember with gold, we put in an all-time average price. It's important to do that so we can understand the meaning of R squared, the goodness of fit calculation. I'm going to go ahead and put in an all-time average Bitcoin price. You ever thought about that? You ever wondered what that is throughout its history? $8,500, the all-time average price of Bitcoin. So now that we're looking at the average and we're looking at the linear regression, the sloped trend line based on the linear formula and the coefficients that we calculate based on the data, we can compare these two things. And if I asked you, just roughly looking at the price, do you think the price looks better and looks more accurate going around the trend line, the solid line, or does it look like the price has more accurate variation around the dotted line? And to determine statistically how much that variation is, we can look at R squared, and that's the number I've reported to you here of 50%. So again, what does this R squared mean? It sounds complicated. It's actually not. R squared is a goodness of fit metric in statistics, and it works best on linear scale, on linear regression. So we're in a linear regression right here. 50%, what does it say? All it's saying is that the variation, that means the price movement. So look at the little B, the little Bitcoin B on this chart. See how it moves around the line? Let's take out the average. See how it moves around the line, the Bitcoin B, it's moving around that play button, around the regression line, okay? All that R squared is saying is that the variation, the ways that Bitcoin moves up or down around the line, the trend line, is 50% better or 50% less than the variation that occurs when the Bitcoin price moves around the average line, the mean of the data set. So here's the mean. Here's the Bitcoin price moving around the mean. And to be fair, you see that it does come back, and it's been around that mean in these years. It was obviously not around the mean in the early years. This is important with trend lines. Is trend lines don't, the mean doesn't always, specifically when you're talking about something that grows typically or has an exponential curve or a power curve, which we haven't gotten to yet. But it's also a reason why we might need log scale to look at something. In finance, typically numbers go up over the long, long term because of inflation, because of money growth. We'll talk about those things more, of course. But look, I mean, this all-time mean of $8,500, Bitcoin didn't even hit that number until 2017, late 2017. So all during this period, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, and of course 2009, but that's not calculated in the R squared number here. There's no the variation's horrible around the all-time mean, right? Bitcoin doesn't even touch it. So the all-time mean isn't that helpful, as opposed to a trend line, which I put back. You can see the trend line is now closer to the price. It because of the coefficients, because of the way that it's calculated statistically, we can see that the trend line is certainly a better way to look at Bitcoin's price than the mean. And remember, this is just lesson one here. And the second asset that we've looked at with lesson one, that's linear regression. Very simple trend line. When we looked at part two of the first video about the US dollar, that was an exponential trend line. And it was really a present value, future value calculation. So it was a very basic trend line. There's a different way to calculate an exponential trend line, but it was one way to calculate that. Here, this is very, very simple. Now we're back to lesson one, linear regression over Bitcoin's life. You can see that the price indeed does move better around the trend line than around the mean, because it's not doing anything. The price isn't even touching the mean for the first, 5 years here. So back to R squared. What does it mean then? It means that the price moves around the trend line with 50% less variation than how the price moves around the average or the mean line. That's what R squared means. That's what R squared is statistically telling you. Now, is that good or is it not? It's not that great. It's not a strong R squared number. 50% might seem great, better than 40%, 30%, 20%, or 10%. But it's not that great. For a good R squared number, you would want it to be certainly above 80%. 90% would be great. Then we could really say, okay, the trend line is 90% better than the mean as far as how the price, how the data is moving, and how that will affect predictability as well. And I hasten to say, predictability does not mean I'm predicting the future price of Bitcoin, but it's just a statistical term. It is a prediction model. And that's used in all sorts of endeavors, from medicine to academia, so on and so forth. That's what statistical trendline analysis is for. Regression analysis is another way to say that. So that's it. So we can see that it's certainly better than the mean, but it's not great. The R squared is not great in this linear analysis. And that's the conclusion. That's the conclusion of this video. I do want to show you one last thing. The R squared, as I mentioned, the trend line, as I mentioned, can be used to predict. So once we get to today, roughly, let's go ahead and predict the trend line out, also to the end of 2030, like we did with gold. So Bitcoin's price ends roughly, you know, 16,800 at the start of 2023. We'll stop showing our all-time average, and we're just going to use the regression analysis to predict how the trend line will look, what the y-axis finds, by using the formula. And we see it goes up, still not at all-time highs here in 2027, 2028, 2029, 2030, and December 31st, 2030, $48,500 per Bitcoin. That is a linear regression. This is what is predicted. I'm not saying that's where the price will be, and I am saying that the R squared is not a great number. It's not a great number at 50%. And note that this is the trend line that is drawn from the all-time data. Okay, I'm not drawing this trend line based on, say, only 2015 data or only 2010 data. It's from the all-time data, just like the average is from the all-time data. So we do have a lot of good data backing it, but this is simply how the trend line looks with linear analysis. And the very, very last point I want to show you is, let's go ahead and make this a log scale now and see if we can see how the linear trend line looks on log scale. And here we go. Now, again, I've cut this off at zero, so I'm not showing the negative. This does go now below zero, but on log scale, my charting engine doesn't quite get there yet. But this is how it looks. So we have that very, very rapid rise looking on log scale, that trend line, and then it mellows out towards the end. And that's simply how you look at a linear regression on log scale. And here, notice as well, of course, with the wonderful log scale, we can really get more detail on the price action. We can really see the peaks and the troughs and the jumps around a dollar, around $10, around $100. We can see these. This is $30. This was actually the first Mt. Gox hack mid-2011 when the price crashed back down. And here we get the first boom of 2013, the second boom of 2013, and then the first crypto winter, so on and so forth. So there we have it. That is a linear regression calculated with pricing data from May 22nd, 2010 until today. And we have seen that the linear regression line predicts, I hasten to say that is not financial advice, that is not a real prediction. It shows that Bitcoin's linear regression line will be $48,000 per Bitcoin in December 2030, an R squared of 50%. Thanks a lot. See you soon.